Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
This is On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? With Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom from GLOW, actress Allison Brie. Welcome to the show, Allison. How are you?
Thanks, Mario. I'm doing as good as can be expected.
Yeah, you look great. You look great. And we caught up not too long ago.
It's true. I like seeing you twice in one morning.
Right?
You know?
I mean, you can never have too much Mario. No Mario
never.
Overload right there. And I can never have too much Allison. I, like you, like to keep busy. Sometimes double dip, like you did back in the day, shooting both Mad Men and Community, which was so cool because I was thinking about it. Two shows that are completely different. And it's sort of an actor's dream to be able to pull off something like that, right?
Oh my God, absolutely. It you know, they were two of my first jobs, and aside from it just making me feel really busy, I felt like the busiest actress in Hollywood. Yeah. Just got to go to my other job. At the same time, just like you said, I got to really work those acting muscles, because on Community, and the vibes of the sets were very different too. So on Community, we were just like, I don't know how to describe it. We were like kids on a playground making fart jokes, yeah. Constantly making each other laugh, right. You know, pranking. And then on Mad Men, we were shooting a serious drama.
Right. Thespians.
Seriously. Yes. The nuanced work. It was great. It was really fun. Yeah. I think really it was, it's kind of helped me throughout the rest of my career, being able to go back and forth between those two modes, and also just like the hectic nature of it. Like, it'll never be as crazy probably as it felt then.
Right. No, exactly. How have you been holding up, by the way, during this whole pandemic? You spent your time here in LA, or were you?
Yeah. Yeah. Dave and I have been at our house in LA. Okay. And we're doing okay. You know, I think we're obviously very lucky. So comparatively, we're doing great. And sure. We love our home, and we love each other, which has proven to be the main thing.
Yeah, because it's been sort of breakup season for a lot of people during this time, so that's good to know.
And I totally get it. Seems like people are either breaking up or they're having babies, so I'm like, right. People are going hard in either direction. We're seeing yeah. Middle of the road. We're okay. Just like, you know what, we're good.
Things so are no good. No babies on the horizon.
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay. We don't think so. Okay. We'll see. We'll have to revisit that. So this is cool. I like the premise of your new movie called The Rental, which coincidentally, you mentioned your husband, Dave, you both worked on it together.
Yes. Dave co-wrote it with Joe Swanberg, and he directed it. It's his directorial debut. And I got to act in it. And it was just the most wonderful experience working together. We've worked together before, acted together in The Disaster Artist and another film called The Little Hours. Mm-hmm. So we've been on sets together, which I think that was the first hurdle. I remember being very nervous before we shot Disaster Artist, which was the first thing that we shot together, because I wasn't sure. You know, some actors are very different when they're on set than when they're off set. I was like, is he going to be a totally different person? Am I going to be a different person?
Right.
Luckily, we were not. We're not psychos. So that worked out great.
How was he behind the camera?
Oh, my God. He just was fantastic. He's such a perfectionist. He's so meticulous. He's always had... on every job, he's even as an actor, like had the full scope of the job in his mind, always wanting to get into the edit bay with directors and always being a part of like the PR in a really hands-on way and in an admirable way, really. And so I knew he would do a great job, but then actually getting on set and getting to see him work with everybody, he's just that perfect balance as a director of someone who you know you can trust because he has such a strong vision. And again, he's so meticulous about his ideas. And at the same time, totally collaborative. He's such a nice guy. If you've ever met Dave, he's like a really good person.
Oh, that's
great
to hear.
Was reflected.
Yeah, I haven't had the pleasure. I think I may have told you, but I do know his brother pretty well. He's a great guy. But I'm a fan of his from just his work. So that's great to hear. And that's cool that you guys are happy and working together. So as far as the film, what's the premise?
The movie is about two couples who go away for a weekend and they stay at a rental home. And, you know, it really starts out as sort of like this character drama. It's about these two couples that are kind of interestingly interwoven, a husband and a wife, two brothers, the younger brother's girlfriend works with the older brother. So there's like a lot of intricacies going on there. And as their trust sort of starts to get whittled down between them, they become vulnerable to some other dangers that are lurking.
And I remember when we spoke prior about the film, Dave had some concerns about just like in real life, certain Airbnbs. And I had never thought about it before. Like, what if these people put cameras there? Or what if you don't, you know what I mean? But then I was thinking about it. The same could be said as the renters themselves, right? Who are these people coming into my home? Who are the, what, you know what I mean? It kind of could work both ways, right?
Definitely. The more press I do and the more I talk about it, that has been the thing that's been dawning on me. Like, I'm like, we think it's weird to stay in a stranger's house. What about the person who owns this house and their stuff is in the house?
Exactly.
And you're just staying in it. Like, yes, I think, you know, this movie also really plays with the idea of who's stayed there before you. Mm. What's to stop them from making a copy of the key and coming back whenever they want? And like, you know, it's, trust is the major theme in the whole movie. And it is like people trusting strangers to stay in their homes. We trust strangers, you know, to go stay in their space. But we don't really know each other. The country's in turmoil. It's like a very strange thing. And definitely, yeah, the camera thing is fully a real thing.
But then I thought about it since you told me. And like at the same time, people maybe do the camera thing more for like security. Too, right?
I was just going to say,
not
I
like
don't
voyeurism
defend
so much, but
perverts, but I guess I could see having like a camera in the living room to make sure no one's breaking things.
Right.
I do think the line is like, you got to disclose that, right? You got to
say,
you guys know, we do have a security cam in the front of the house and in the living room and not in like the bathrooms and the bedrooms.
Right. No, that is good. It is fascinating though. And I was thinking about it too. Both with homes and cars, like an Uber. What was it? Has it been about 10 years now since Uber or rideshare? We've been able to, you know, it is a fascinating thing. Just, oh yeah, come on in, stranger.
Just normal about it. Just getting in strangers' cars. Yeah, drive me. And with Ubers, I think about that a lot because I'm like, so now that guy just knows where I live.
Exactly. He totally knows where I live. Exactly.
Okay. See you soon. I feel like I've had Uber drivers pick me up and been like, hey, I've driven you before. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't like that you remember that.
Right. No, you're right.
They're just being nice, but I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'm with you right there. It did make me kind of think. So no, that's cool as far as the movie. Let's talk about Glow. You've got a fourth and final season coming up. How much was shot before things were shut down?
We shot about two episodes. I actually think we have 2 days left on the second episode, which to me will be really funny like maybe a year has gone by. Right. Like people just walk in, their hair is like a little different.
Right. Like, that's funny.
Yeah, we shot for 2 weeks. We just have no idea when we're going to go back. So that's kind of this, it puts us in that state that everyone's in right now. Just this state of limbo of like, when will anything go back? It's sort of being in LA, right. You know, it's like, everything reopened, everything just shut down again. Our show is so physical. So I think it's going to be really tricky. I don't think we're going to be like the guinea pig show. I think we're going to be like one of the later shows once they've like figured out how to do it.
Exactly. And as far as Community, which of course had such a cult following, I know there's been rumors about a reunion or even possibly a movie. Any more talk? Would you be up for it?
I definitely would be up for it. There hasn't been, you know, the most recent talk was since we've been in quarantine, we did this Community reunion table read and raised money for a couple great charities. And that was so fun. Mm-hmm. I think now that we all, you know, there certainly was a period of time where I would have just been like, the movie is never happening. People should let it go. And now that we all have some distance from it, and I think also compounded with the fact that the show went up on Netflix recently, mm-hmm. and it's like opened it up to a whole new set of fans. It's like reignited all of our love for the show, and we are all feeling a bit nostalgic. It's so fun to see each other. We really are like a family.
Oh, it's good.
And so, yeah, I feel like this is the closest we've ever gotten to me being like, I feel like it could happen.
Yeah, okay. But,
You never know.
We'll see. Before I let you go, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
Okay.
Favorite show you've watched during quarantine?
Dave.
Okay.
Not just because it's my husband's name. It's a real show.
Sure, no, I'm familiar.
On FX.
Kevin Klein, right?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Celebrity crush growing up?
Oh, God. I mean, I want to just say you.
I'll take it. Very sweet, but you're nice. Makes me feel old, by the way. Favorite?
Oh, no.
No, I'm kidding. The set you've laughed on the most that you've worked on?
Oof, I have to say Community. It's very close between Community and Glow. It's a super tight race, but I think on Community, we just worked such long hours, and we would be like every Friday was a Fratterday where we wouldn't finish until 7 a.m. on Saturday. And at a certain moment, you know, we just got so delirious that we were like, it was just like constant bits.
That must have been fun. And what's something that you learned in 2020?
Oh, God. Probably that, you know, it's been a very humbling year for most people, I would assume, but just kind of like taking in the scope of the world. I think there's so much that I've learned that's outside of our control and also things that we need to be more aware of. It's sort of been like a good ego check year, I think.
No, I agree. And where are you from originally, Allison?
I'm from LA. I grew up in Highland Park and then South Pasadena.
Is that right? Oh, you're one of the rare native Angelinos.
I know. Yeah. I'm a real unicorn.
Yeah. And you are, because you come across very normal.
Thank you. I survived. I was on the east side, you know.
Got
like, we're pretty cool.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not far from there in Pasadena, too. Well, nice talking to you again. And congratulations on everything. Watch The Rental out now in select drive-ins and on demand. Allison, thanks for checking in.
Thank you. Good to see you.
All right. You too. Take care. See
you. On with Mario Lopez.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Need an easy button to feed your baby? Baby Brezza's Formula Pro Advanced makes a perfectly mixed warm formula bottle automatically at the push of a button. No air bubbles, no fuss. Literally, choose your temp, select your ounces, push start, and you're done. Works with virtually all formulas and bottles. Say goodbye to the 3 a.m. feeding chaos and hello to this revolutionary stress-free solution. Raising a baby is hard enough. Let Baby Brezza make feeding a breeze. Get your Formula Pro Advanced at babybrezza.com.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.